The New Jersey Council of the Blind Chronicle, October 2014 Conference Issue. The New Jersey Council of the Blind's mission is to strive for the betterment of the blind and visually impaired community. The purpose of this publication is to provide a forum for the free exchange of ideas, opinions, and information that concern blind and visually impaired people. We thank AudioVision, the radio reading service of the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, for the use of their recording studio to produce the cassette and digital formats that are aired on AudioVision and our website, www.njcounciloftheblind.org. For more information about AudioVision, call 1-800-792-8322 or visit their website at www.audiovision-nj.org. We thank John Hart of AudioVision and our webmaster, Dave Casterline, for their contributions to the Chronicle. The NJCB Chronicle is also available on Newsline. The Chronicle is read by Bob Lucas. 4 quarterly newsletters are sent to members free of charge in either large print, audio cassette, or email. You may obtain the current and back issues of the Chronicle and other information from our website. The New Jersey Council of the Blind, NJCB, is a 501c3 corporation. Tax-deductible donations should be sent to the treasurer of NJCB. Articles to be included in the NJCB Chronicle, requests for copies of the newsletter or membership information, should be sent to NJCB, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638. They may also be emailed to njcounciloftheblind@verizon.net or phoned to 609-882-2446. All information must be received by December 1st to be included in the next issue of the Chronicle. The NJCB officers are President Larry Morgan, 53 Pullman Avenue, Hamilton, New Jersey, 08619. Phone is 609-588-5012. First Vice President Frank Schack, 973-595-0116. Second Vice President Joyce Soa, 732-596-9675. Secretary Ottilie Lucas, 609-882-2446. And Treasurer Bob Lucas, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638. Phone 609-882-2446. And that's the end of that article. NJCB Conference Notice. The Biennial Conference of the NJ Council of the Blind will be held on Saturday, October 25, 2014, at the Grace Lutheran Church at 600 New Brunswick Avenue in Perth Amboy, New Jersey, 08861. The cross street is Convery Boulevard. The day will begin with a continental breakfast at 9:30 a.m. The morning will consist of a business meeting with election of officers and presentations from Daniel Fry, Executive Director of the Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and Adam Sapaniak, Director of the NJ State Library Talking Book and Braille Center. We will have a sandwich and salad luncheon topped off with a presentation by our keynote speaker, New Jersey Assemblyman Daniel Benson, who will explain his part in the passage of Dusty's Law. The afternoon will have speakers on topics such as identity theft, John Walsh and John Straczynski on the CBVI strategic plan, a discussion on how do we travel with an article by Vito DeSantis, past executive director of CBVI, and finally a talk by our outgoing president, Larry Morgan. The afternoon will be over by 5 p.m. A registration form is included in this issue. Get it in by October 15th in order to register. Hope to see you there. Directions: Grace Lutheran Church, 600 New Brunswick Avenue, Perth Amboy, New Jersey, 08861. Cross Street, Convery Boulevard. Take Route 1 to Route 287. Take 287 South Ramp to New Jersey 440/Interstate 95/Raritan Center/Perth Amboy. merge onto 287 South, continue onto 440 North, exit onto US 9 North, take New Brunswick Avenue exit toward Perth Amboy Fords. Turn left at County Road 616, New Brunswick Avenue. The church is on the left, and that's the end of that article. President's Message, Larry Morgan, President, NJCB. Hello again, everyone. Well, summer is behind us, and now we need to start thinking about the coming holidays and our fall conference. All of you should consider coming to this one. It will be very informative and will cover a good variety of topics. The new executive director of CBVI will talk about his first year as director as well as the new goals set by the agency. The director of the Talking Book and Braille Center will share with us the latest library updates. A state legislator will discuss Dusty's Law. Our How Do You Do It discussion topic will be travel for trips, vacations, etc. This is a topic that will be of interest to all of us. As of this writing, we are trying to finalize some additional topics that will be of interest to you. The charge for this year's conference will be $30. It is $15 for lunch and $15 for registration. Please let us know if you plan to attend and your lunch choice. During the last 2 years, I have had the opportunity to serve as your president, and I would like to thank my fellow officers, the board of directors, and committee people who worked so hard to make this association a success. I will surely miss being part of this fine organization. I would like to close out this message with the words Casey Kasem used in closing his radio show. Keep your feet on the ground and reach for the stars. Best to all, Larry Morgan. And that's the end of that article. Contribute door prizes. In order to make the NJCB conference on October 25th more fun, donate door prizes. Our chapters always donate cash prizes, and we thank them in advance. Give them to Joyce or Frank Schack when you arrive at the conference. Names will be drawn through the day at the beginning and end of each session. You must be in the room to win. Thank you in advance. And that's the end of that article. 2015 dues are due. It is that time again. Please submit your chapter membership list, including members' names, addresses, phone numbers, vision status, fully sighted, vision impaired, legally blind, or totally blind, format for the ACB Braille Forum, email, Braille, half-speed, four-track cassette, CD, LP, or none. NJCB Chronicle format, email, standard speed cassette, LP, or none. The newsletters, as well as a great deal of other information, are available on their websites, www.acb.org and www.njcounciloftheblind.org. The cost remains at $6.50 for each chapter voting member. We also appreciate all members at large $10 check for their dues with above information to be sent to our present treasurer, Bob Lucas, at 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638. The email format is very much appreciated by both ACB and NJCB since it is the most cost-efficient form of publication. Consider Newsline for another format since it is accessible by the phone for those who no longer have cassette players and for those who do not have computers and cannot access the web or email. If you do not have a Newsline subscription, contact Reader Services at the New Jersey Talking Book and Braille Center at 1-800-792-8322 to get signed up for a Newsline subscription. And that's the end of that article. Nominating Committee Report. Jean Canella, chairperson of the Nominating Committee, gave the state of proposed officers at our July 26th meeting. Others serving on this committee were Ed Fetish and Doug Hine. The election of officers will be during the business meeting at our biennial conference on October 25th. The slate is as follows. President, Ottilie Lucas. First Vice President, Frank Schack. Second Vice President, Joyce Soa. Secretary, Bob Lucas. And Treasurer, Bernie Zuckerman. The three board members at large will be appointed by the newly elected president and announced in the January issue of the NJCB Chronicle. Nominations may be made from the floor at the time of the election. Anyone who is nominated at this time must be asked in advance and agree to run. And that's the end of that article. Talking Book and Braille Center Update. Following are excerpts from NJSLT-BBC's newsletter Insight, Summer 2014 issue. 1. Everyone is invited to an open house on Tuesday, October 7th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at T-BBC at 2300 Stuyvesant Avenue, Trenton, New Jersey, 08618, to learn more about the digital players and other T-BBC services. Call us at 800-792-8322 if you wish to attend. Number 2. As of January 1st, 2015, T-BBC will no longer provide or repair cassette players or send out books on audio cassettes. All patrons are required to return all players and cassettes since they are the property of the National Library Service. Item 3. The National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, is pairing up with the U.S. Bureau of Engraving to offer free currency readers to patrons of regional libraries. T-BBC members who wish to be on a waiting list for the free currency reader should call us at 800-792-8322. Distribution of currency readers is expected in late fall 2014. Read Insight to get much more information regarding other services. Contact information: toll-free phone number 800-792-8322, local phone number 609-406-7179, email address tbbc@njstatelib.org, website address http://www.njstatelib.org/tbbc. And that's the end of that article. How do you handle your home finances? We had some great ideas shared by our members at our July 26th quarterly meeting at Camp Happiness. Here are the suggestions shared by our members. A. Have Social Security and other income checks directly deposited into checking or savings account. B. Have regular bills such as taxes, insurance, mortgage, etc. paid automatically. C. Use the bank's online banking for other bills such as utilities, cable, and other monthly bills. D. Use credit cards for shopping for groceries, eating out, travel, etc. E. Make payments by phone. F. Have personal assistant to assist with bill paying and banking. G. Use talking ATM independently if possible or with assistance. H. Have family members handle finances. I. Have estimated bills deducted from checking accounts such as utilities. J. Use only cash for shopping in person. K. Order groceries by computer and have it delivered. L. Shop as much as possible by computer, credit card, and have it delivered. M. Withdraw cash with withdrawal slip or debit card. N. Have life insurance on credit cards and loans. O. Put larger amount on credit card when purchasing groceries and get cash for change. P. Have identity theft insurance. Q. You need a protective covering for credit cards with the RFID chip to prevent their being scanned by thieves. These are becoming more popular in the USA, but are very popular in Europe. R. Rubber stamps of your signature are available. Check with your bank to see if they accept these. S. Use PayPal online. T. Use store credit cards. And that's the end of that article. A response to our website. Hello, I wanted to compliment you on the terrific article posted on your website about emergency preparedness for the blind. As mentioned in your article, it is crucial to have 72 hours of emergency supplies on hand. This is important because there is no guarantee that help will be readily available immediately after a disaster. GrabPack, that's spelled G-R-A-B, capital P-A-K, manufactures a unique line of emergency preparedness and first aid kits for the blind. Our kits are equipped with Braille labeling on each item and are available in a variety of options. Our Braille and large print kits have been warmly received by the vision-impaired community, and we work closely with many organizations, including Associations for the Blind and State, County, and City Emergency Services Departments. I welcome you to visit our website at www.grabpak.com or call 800-620-4199 for more information. Thank you, David Fisher, Director of Operations. And that's the end of that article. For potential computer users, from Top 10 Tidbits. Computers for the Blind, formerly known as Texas Center for the Visually Challenged, will provide working Windows 7 computers with usable speech and magnification software for $150. If you are on SSI, the cost is $20. Their web address is http://www.computersfortheblind.net/index-2.html. Their contact information is Computers for the Blind, 3101 High Plateau, Garland, Texas, 75044. Their phone is area code 214-340-6328. And that's the end of that article. Chapter Reports. Mercer County Association of the Blind. We had a summer with sadness and fun. A member, Susan Ablins, and Karen, the daughter of a member, Pat Marcatilio, passed away in July. Our condolences go to John, Susan's husband, and Pat. We had six members attend the ACB annual conference and convention in Las Vegas. We all had a fun time and learned lots. For more details, check out www.acb.org or ACB Radio or the Braille Forum. 11 of us went to the NJCB quarterly meeting at Camp Happiness. They served a delicious lunch, and we heard important information that keeps us up on blindness issues. About 55 MCAB members, relatives, friends, and Elks enjoyed our annual summer picnic at the Elks Lodge in Ewing. The Elks are gracious hosts and have a fantastic facility for this event. We also had a birthday picnic at the Lucases on July 5th for the members whose birthdays are between May 1st and October 31st. We enjoyed all of these picnics. One thing we can agree on is that we all enjoy good food. We hope that you will register for our biennial conference at the Grace Lutheran Church on October 25th. Our nominating committee is hard at work to get a new slate of officers for the election in November to run for the next 2 years. Our recording secretary, Susan Yoakum, has moved to Florida. We also will be losing Larry and Marcia Morgan, who will be moving to Delaware in October. Larry is the president of NJCB and the treasurer of MCAB. Marcia has headed up the refreshment committee, been the corresponding secretary, and volunteered whenever needed. We will miss them very much. Florida's and Delaware's gain is New Jersey's great loss. Until then, keep well. Ottilie Lucas, president. New Jersey Blind Citizens Association. We have been busy here at New Jersey Blind Citizens Association. For 6 weeks, we have partnered with Meridian Health to bring a Take Control of Your Health wellness program. It has been well received. In the near future, we will be having speakers on various topics such as heart disease, diabetes, nutrition, and sleep. There are also 3 therapy dog visits scheduled. We will be attending 2 free concerts at the PNC Arts Center in September and will have a program on chocolate. On Saturday, September 20th, our Ladies Auxiliary will be having their spaghetti dinner fundraiser to benefit NJBCA. These ladies work tirelessly, trying to raise funds to support the programs and outings for our participants. Saturday, October 11th, the NJBCA will be co-hosting a car show and motorcycle meet at the Middletown Shopping Center. For those who are unaware, we have a CCTV loan program. To qualify, you must be referred to us by the CBVI, TBBC, or a private ophthalmologist with documentation of your visual acuity and need. We also accept donations of new or used CCTVs or other visual aid magnification equipment. For more information on these and any of our other events, please visit www.njbca.org or our Facebook page, New Jersey Blind Citizens. If you are aware of anyone in the Monmouth County or Upper Ocean County area who might be interested in attending our day programs, please have them call the office at 732-291-0878. And that's the end of that article. Mark your calendar. Tuesday, October 7th, 2014. TBBC open house from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Details are in a prior article. Saturday, October 25th, 2014. The Biennial Conference of NJCB will be held at Grace Lutheran Church in Perth Amboy. A registration form is at the end of this newsletter. Saturday, December 6th, 2014. Friends of the Library for the Blind meeting at NJTC in New Brunswick. Saturday, January 24th, 2015, quarterly meeting of NJCB. Location will be announced in the January issue of the NJCB Chronicle. Saturday, April 25th, 2015, quarterly meeting of NJCB. Saturday, June 6th, 2015, Friends of the Library for the Blind meeting at NJTC in New Brunswick. Saturday, July 25th, 2015, quarterly meeting of NJCB. Saturday, October 24th, 2015, quarterly meeting of NJCB. And that's the end of that article. Note, disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this newsletter are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the New Jersey Council of the Blind officers and or members. The editor reserves the right to edit articles submitted for both space and content. And that's the end of that article. And now we'll read the NJCB conference registration form. Date, Saturday, October 25th, 2014, from 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Place, Grace Lutheran Church, 600 New Brunswick Avenue, Perth Amboy, New Jersey, 08861. Cost, $30. To register for the conference, fill out the form below and send it with your check payable to NJCB to our treasurer, Bob Lucas, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638, by October 15, 2014. His phone is 609-882-2446. The registration form requires the following: your name, your full address, your phone, your email address if you have one, and how you would like your program, and that would be a choice of Braille, large print, or cassette. Your meal choices are roast beef sandwich, turkey sandwich, Italian hoagie, or tuna salad sandwich. Total cost, $30. Any questions, call 609-882-2446. And that's the end of that phase, and that's the end of the October 2014 conference issue.